Hello, Tree Radna around the world. I am Sangadara, and I'm again in the Three Jewels Center, which is our land in Bodh Gaya. It's the last full day of our convention, and I just had the lovely surprise and the great pleasure to meet a very good friend of mine, his sister, Vinay's sister, which is Abhay Navita. You are here with a stall, running one of your projects. We have a few stalls and a few projects, and actually there's so many projects, there's so many people here involved with many projects, but yours is quite visible. Could you tell us a bit about what was the name of your project, or what do you do?
So our project is located in Amravati, which is in Maharashtra and close to Nagpur. You might be known Nagpur, very well known. And that is my birthplace. I start my involving myself in Tri Ratna from there, and from first I'm involved in different activity in Amravati, in different social activity. So now I'm involved in Bahujan Hitaya project in Amravati, which work for the children, women and men. And I myself specially responsible for the girls and women's activity there. So what we do there, girls and women in India come from very difficult background. They always discriminate as a woman. Also, there are lots of poverty for scheduled caste women. So at the same time, these women are discriminated by the poverty, gender, and also by power, class, all these things. So women is the most vulnerable person in society. So we work with them through Bahujan Hitaya Project Amravati. We have one residential project. There girls from very difficult background, sometimes orphan, sometimes single parenting, sometimes from very extreme poverty, they come and ask for admission. At the same time, we go and check their real situation, and then we give them admission in this girls' home, Solera Girls' Home, which we run under the Bahujan Hitaya Project. Here girls come, they get admission in good school in Amravati, they stay in the residential project, and they get here good food, good arrangement of sleeping, a good place for study, and even different activity which give them confidence, happiness and opportunity to make themselves prepare for good future. Also here we provide shelter for some victim women. Those are not able to survive outside or not able to survive at their home. So we give them shelter for time being in the same residential project.
What ages are these?
These are from 10 to 21 for the girls, and for the shelter of any age of women.
How did you get involved with this, and when did this project start?
Actually, this residential project start from 3 years. But we are working with the women in slums from last 20 years. And in slums, we organize women together, we organize young girls together, even we organize men and boys together and give them some training of the self-confidence, training our own rights, especially women. We teach about the women right, and also we teach them about the self-defense. Also we make them aware about the discrimination going against them, and give them the space where they can speak about the violence and sexual abuse they have faced in their life. So we make them quite strengthened to speak about this thing and not to live in the same situation. We make them aware about that, no, we have right to live safe and happy life, a safe life, our own life, where we can feel confident, we can feel safe. So we make them aware about that this is your right and you should get that. So there they come and speak and get trained to how to face these challenges.
How many women are you able to help?
Now in this year we work with more than 250 women and more than with 100 girls. We work this year. It's growing from last many years.
Yeah, so in only 3 years you're already reaching about 350 people.
In this 3 years in residential project we are reaching to 40-50 girls. And on slums level is a big number, more than hundreds.
That's a great job. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And even though it's a young project, only 3 years, you must have seen already the impact of what you do.
Yeah.
What kind of stories or what kind of people motivates you to do what you do? What powers your project?
I can tell you many different stories. I can say that when a girl or women or any younger involved in our project and activity, previously they look very shy, very less confidence, and no dare to speak about their problems, about their issues. They never speak about the violence they have faced in their life, even the sexual abuse they have faced in their life. But here, when they come and join activity, join the project, they go through different the training. And through that training, they feel very confident. They feel free. They got that confidence that they can speak about all these things here. And after 1 year, after 1.5 years, we see that that girl, that woman changed completely. She speak about the thing. She feel confident. And she think for the better future. Now she have a different planning of her own life. And she said, no, till now my life was like this. But now I want to live like this. Till now I bear a lot in my life. But now after this I will not bear this. Many women says that till now we never think that we also can think for ourselves. But now we know that no, we are also have life and we have right to think about our own life. So we see this a big change in their confidence, big change in their expression, and even big change in their appearance. Yeah.
How did you get involved with this project?
Me, well, myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I get involved in Triratna in my age of 13. And then
just a few years ago.
No. It's many years ago. So when I was very small, actually, in my teen, I get involved with Triratna. And that time in Triratna, I myself was same. Very shy, some bad experience of life. And having very negative feeling about the world. But when I come in Triratna, I see, no, there is something good in life which I can get. There are good people in life which I can see in Triratna. And my life can be very good because I got this. And then I get opportunity to involve in Ashok Ghosha, which was very popular that time. So through Ashok Ghosha, I start to think about the social issues. We present the play on that time. So that make me more sensible about the social problem. My own problem and social problem. It comes together. And at the same time, my spiritual practice, my more involvement in Triratna, all these things come together. It inspire me to continue this work. Yeah.
So now, a few years later, you are an old member in Triratna and doing a social project yourself.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
In the future, maybe some of those girls will be doing the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Joining the order or not, and maybe doing their own projects. That's very, very exciting and very inspiring.
Yeah, yeah.
Very well
I will really like to see when I see the change in the girl. I have worked on that. And I really like to see them in leadership. And I'm so thankful that this all happened because we have lots of inspiration from what Baba Sahib has done for us, how in the way Bhante has teached to us, and how we get opportunity to practice all these things in Triratna. So I think we have very good combination. I don't think that anywhere in the world people got all this opportunity together. All this best combination together. Yeah.
Great. Actually, and lastly, could you tell me what does your name mean?
My preceptor, the Macharini Vajrasuri, gave me this name. And she said that she has seen me very confident and fearlessness in organizing things and leading project. So she gave Abhay Navita. Abhay Navita means full of fearlessness.
Yeah, you most certainly are. And not just that, passing it on as well.
Yeah.
You're communicating your name and giving it to more girls. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening all around the world. If you want more information about this project, look at the links, and this, I'm sure, Abhay Navita would I appreciate any help you could give. And if you'd like to hear these stories and would like to share that, don't forget to rate this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Anavita, again.
Thank you. Thank you, Sangadara.
Hi there, this is Chandradasa from the Buddha Center online team. We really love bringing you these Dharma stories from around the world. So if you enjoyed this episode, please help us by taking a moment to rate the podcast in iTunes or in your favourite podcast app. There are so many podcasts out there these days, it really does help people find us. Thanks very much.